and other telltale minerals that form alongside diamonds, appropriately called indicators.
The minerals that grow a diamond tend to be much smaller than the country rocks. And so we sieve out the oversize and we concentrate the finer material where the indicators are going to be.
But the process isn't quite as simple as sorting through a bag full of small stones. They'll have to be properly analyzed in a lab.
This will go to a laboratory and we'll make concentrates out of it and we'll try and find minerals that grow a diamond. If there are minerals that grow a diamond, we will work upstream until we find the source.
It's expensive, often dangerous, grueling, and unrewarding work. The possibility of striking it big and the lure of the world's most precious stone drives prospectors on, scrabbling over the earth in the hunt for diamonds.
It's so fun losing. It's a lot more fun winning.
But diamond prospecting is a complex business, especially in developing countries. In Angola, foreigners have to hand over 51% ownership of their operations to the government. Diamond prospecting costs millions of dollars. And once the time on a lease runs out, there's no guarantee an extension will be granted.
We've invested $14 million, and we want to raise another $10 million to invest in Angola on Project Chitamba. In order to complete our financing, we will have to have a 3-year extension.
Despite official warnings listing Angola as one of the most difficult places in the world to conduct business, the American prospector who struck it big in Canada was chasing another glittering find in a country still recovering from civil war.
Qualquer prorrogação aqui condiciona a apresentação dos resultados. Apuramento, apreciação dos resultados.